And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. Joining me by phone is the first of our guest composers that will be attending this year's 2019 Mizzou International Composers Festival, Denneke Dennehy. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
So let me start with a nice easy question. How did you first get into music and composition?
Well, I was late enough. I was about 9 years of age when they started doing recorder lessons at school. And I had no formal music training up to that point because my parents weren't really involved in music. My grandmother was an Irish fiddler, and there were a lot of Irish sessions at my other grandmother's house, but they weren't like involved in classical music. And I started these lessons and fell in love with it instantly, and basically started composing within a week.
Oh wow!
So yeah, and I used to record myself writing what I thought were symphonies. You know, for recorder, there's some that's a class of symphony that's rather rare, and I used to record them into a tape recorder and then kind of transcribe them and then make variations on them as I transcribe them. And so I started composing instantly. I suppose that wasn't so bizarre because my father, even though he worked as an insurance clerk, in the evening he wrote radio plays, which were done on the national radio. He used to just submit them. And so the idea of creating something with your art was something that I sort of thought, oh, I can do that.
Nice. And did you ever think about, or did you ever get the opportunity to write like interstitial music for any of the radio dramas or anything like that?
No. So I suppose he had written these, you know, scripts, and they'd be, the way they used to do them, then I don't know if they do this way anymore, was there was actually a rep company at the national radio, especially for radio plays. Mm. You know, we're talking about Ireland here. And so there is this huge tradition of plays and things. And he had no control over the production. The first time he ever heard them was when they were broadcast. But we did write, I remember 1 year there was in Europe the Eurovision Song Contest, which mm-hmm. is this super tacky thing. And when I was nine, my dad suggested, oh, we write a song and enter it into the Eurovision Song Contest. And I thought, oh, yeah, great. I wrote the music and he wrote the words, and we submitted it for the, you know, the national entry, but it got nowhere. And maybe that was lucky.
So when did you decide that music and composition was going to be your career then?
I think instantly, to be really honest. So the week after I started music, I kind of knew this is what I wanted to do. Yeah. I never really wavered from that. I did debate whether it would be more in kind of rock in my teens. I basically knew that I wanted to create music and sound worlds. And I suppose, you know, you did have to finish in secondary school. You did have to sort of describe other careers. And I did write that would be my career. I did think of, you know, directing films. I thought that was interesting, or like being an architect, but something where you make something. Yeah. And mainly it was to make these sound worlds, yeah.
Right on. So then...
Which is really bizarre because there's no... You know, I'm not like... I had a sort of a mentor or someone that was really important to me in Amsterdam, Louis Andriessen, a great Dutch composer. His father was a composer. His father before him was a composer. His brother was a composer. So this kind of ran through that family, you know. So there, that's... You would then have that kind of certainty in that sort of situation. But I had none of that pedigree, and yet was dead cert on it. So.
Well, that's good. That's good that you got bit by the bug early.
Yeah.
So what will your role as a guest composer at this year's MICF entail?
Well, it entails giving lessons to these incredibly talented composers that they have picked. And actually, I don't have a say in picking those composers. Those composers are picked by a committee formed by Alarmo Sound and the music department at the University of Missouri, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be exciting for me to actually get to know their music. So that's the main thing that I'll be giving these kind of master classes or whatever you want to call them.
Right.
And also I will give a presentation on my music. And then these composers will be writing a piece or will have basically have done this piece that will be presented at the end of the festival.
Right, on July 27th.
I also will have a big piece that's going to be done by Alarmo Sound.
Oh, nice. And what pieces of yours is Alarmo Sound doing?
They're going to present a piece of mine called The Hunger.
Okay.
Which is a kind of a large, I mean, there are two forms of it now. There's a concert version and there's a stage version. And they're actually going to present the world premiere of the concert version of this piece, which is for two singers
right.
and them.
This is your...
It concerns itself with the Irish famine of the 19th century.
Yeah, it's like a documentary
opera.
One
of the reasons that there are so many Irish people in America.
Right.
Originally, anyway.
Very cool. So are you excited to work with these young composers then?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, it's always exciting to encounter new stuff and the kind of, I always find it very energizing, you know, when people have the kind of freshness of just sort of discovering what they want to write. And very much looking forward to it.
Right on. Well, what suggestions do you have then for the audience who will be experiencing these works for the first time?
Which ones? The student works or my piece, The Hunger?
Both, actually.
Okay. Well, for the student works, I would say the main thing is always to be open-minded, open-eared. Not that open-eared is really a phrase, but it should be a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And I would view it like going to see a new exhibition or a new art show or a new film or new films, particularly like in a kind of art movie kind of festival. So it's very exciting to hear all this stuff. And what's going to be amazing is the variety of voices that you will hear. And I don't mean in terms of like singing voices, but I mean creative voices.
Yes.
And I think that's really intriguing, you know. And I used to run an ensemble in Dublin called Crash Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our ways of drawing audiences in, but we weren't necessarily just drawing in classical music audiences at all. We were just drawing in people who were interested in new things in art in general. And I think that that's always a kind of a great thing. And, you know, there's always going to be an openness to that in these wonderful university towns that you have right across America, you know?
Yeah.
There are these kind of incredible centers for culture everywhere. And then with my piece, I think, you know, there are two singers, of course. So it's quite an epic piece. It lasts about 45 minutes. And it has a kind of, it draws you in into this unfolding, these unfolding events that happen. And I would just say, let yourself be carried away with it. I mean, I am when I'm writing this. I've written, there are two stunning singers involved in my piece. One is Catherine Manley. She's a soprano from England. She has just got this incredibly pure tone, and yet it has a kind of deep emotion to it. And then the other singer is Irla O'Limud, that's his name, and he is what's known as a Sean Nosing singer, and that's what, translated from Irish, that means he's of the old tradition, so he's a folk singer. But our vocal folk music might sound quite strange to American ears, because I think in terms of Irish folk music, you're used to the dance music. Mm-hmm. But the vocal music almost has this kind of almost North African quality to it. And there are trade routes that were there in medieval times that explain some of that connection in the vocal tradition. And there's just a real, he's probably the best exponent of that type of singing alive today. And I count myself very fortunate that I have had such a long and extensive collaboration. And I also wrote another piece for him that was released by Nonesuch Records back in 2011 called Gra August Boss, which translates as Love and Death. Mm-hmm. And so you get an idea of his voice there. And he has been a wonderful collaborator to work with. And so he brings all his skills of this singing tradition to my music.
That's great. And you've written a lot of of operatic works kind of lately. What made you want to explore opera?
Yeah, I suppose. So maybe it's the kind of marriage of what, in a way, the dominant art form in Ireland is drama, or the literary art forms. And so I have lots of friends who are writers and directors. And it kind of grew about organically. But I was also became more and more really interested in writing for voice, starting in particular with this piece I just referred to earlier, A Gra August Boss. And then I wrote a series of settings of Yeats poems for the American soprano Dawn Upshaw called That the Night Come. And that was my first real foray into English. And of course, when you go into English, you know, you're dealing with an audience that really understands, no matter where you are, almost every word of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was just kind of a natural step into opera. And I'd been really wanting to write an opera on a certain kind of topic for a while. And I approached this great playwright, Endo Walsh, who lives in London. And I basically talked him into doing an opera with me. And we've now done two, and we're about to do a third. And then there's this one, then The Hunger, which is on, which is a separate thing as well, which is on the famine. So yeah, I just love doing this. It's an incredibly addictive thing. It's very exciting. Yeah, it appeals to the kind of inner world maker inside me. You know, it's a little crazy doing it, but it's really incredible fun.
It sounds amazing. Well, Denica, thanks so much for taking some time and speaking to us today about your work and how you got into music. And we really, really look forward to hearing your piece. And I know that all of our resident composers are really looking forward to working with you at this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival. Denica Danahy, thank you so, so much for being on the program tonight.
Thank you very much.